Nolte, Disney chief Bob Chapek trashed by fellow executive at GLAAD Awards. By John Nolte on April 4, 2022. Some pro-child grooming loon named Victoria Alonso, a Disney executive, used the occasion of the GLAAD Awards to trash her boss, embattled Disney CEO Bob Chapek. According to Far Left Deadline, at Saturday night's event, where the wretched Eternals won for outstanding film, lol, Alonso bragged about how she berated Chapek in a 45-minute meeting. If you're a member of the LGBTQIA community and you work at the Walt Disney Company, the last 2 or 3 weeks have been a sad event. I've asked Mr. Chapek for courage in a 45-minute sit-down, she told the World. I asked him to look around and truly if what we sell is entertainment for the family, we don't choose what family. Family is this entire room. Family is the family in Texas, in Arizona, in Florida, and in my family, in my home. So I ask you again, Mr. Chapek, please respect. If we're selling family, take a stand against all of these crazy outdated laws. Take a stand for family. Stop saying that you tolerate us. Nobody tolerates me, let me tell you that. You tolerate the heat in Florida, the humidity in Arizona or Florida, and the dryness in Arizona and Texas. And you tolerate a tantrum in a 2-year-old. But you don't tolerate us. We deserve the right to live, love, and have. More importantly, we deserve an origin story. I encourage all of you to stop being silent. Silence is death, she said. Silence is poison. But if you don't stand up, if you don't fight, if you don't give your money, if you don't vote, then all we can do is have a party and be gay. Fight, fight, fight. As long as I am at Marvel Studios, I will fight for representation for all of us. Watch below. If you notice, her disgusting comments are all rhetoric and slogans and faux outrage. Still, no one opposed to Florida's Don't Groom Little Kids bill can explain why it's healthy and productive to discuss sexuality with prepubescent kids. These perverted leftists, and remember, we're talking about leftists. Not everyone who's gay, are working overtime to make every terrible stereotype about homosexuals come true. Everything from recruiting to targeting children. And what the hell is an origin story for homosexuals? What is she talking about? Are we going to get a Marvel movie that explains where homosexuals come from? Oh, please do spend $300 million on that crowd pleaser. These monsters want our kids. Period. And now they are having a public tantrum because they are being denied access to them in Florida. Barack Obama ran for president in 2008 opposed to same-sex marriage, and look at where we are now. They're coming straight for the kids. Straight for small children. Mentally ill men in dresses want to share a locker room with your daughter. Libraries are hosting drag queen story hours. And now Disney, the Walt Disney Company, is angry because leftists can groom little kids into homosexuals and transsexuals. Some of us warned you about this. That's all I'm saying. Some of us were very clear about the slippery slope of approving same-sex marriage. And for being 100% correct about that, some of us were attacked as alarmists. They're coming for your kids now, openly and proudly targeting the innocence and well-being of children for their own depraved desires. This is demonic, pure evil. Nothing less than that. This is the hill to die on. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.